Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of February 2005. I'm Alex Jones. Your host will be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the next hour, Michael Markavich, he's the leader of the Christian group. Many of them facing 47 years in prison. The judge says the trial goes ahead to its fruition. And they have videotape, the police have videotape, they have videotape of them in an outfest, simply praying on a street corner in an authorized protest zone. And for that, they face 47 years in prison. You think we're joking? It's been in even the mainstream news. They say by praying, it could have upset others. That could be terrorism. So that's coming up in the next hour. Larry Pratt's going to be joining us. We had Ron Paul's office on 2 days ago, and since then it's passed. The beefing up of the national ID card legislation passed in mid-December of 2004, just a few months ago. Now it goes to the full Senate. We had Ron Paul's office on to talk about the DNA databases in it to get driver's license, creating the Pan-American Union ID cards, going after gun owners. It's a nightmare. Giving the White House unlimited power above all laws. That was tucked into the bill as well. So Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, will be joining us to talk about the deception that's been foisted again against conservatives, telling us that, oh, it's to stop illegal aliens. This bill had nothing to do with it, but, again, that fooled the general public. So that is coming up, as I said, in about 30 minutes from now. To be precise, exactly 30 minutes and 50 seconds from now, we'll be joined by Larry Pratt. You do not want to miss that. Also, U.S. scientists say they are told to alter findings. More than 200 fish and wildlife researchers cite cases where conclusions were reversed to weaken protections and favor businesses, a survey finds. Well, yes, that's probably true. I can also remember hundreds of cases where you falsified evidence, where you released lynxes or where you released wolves or where you released mountain lions to then say, oh, there's an endangered species in the area, so we need to take people's property. So there's lots of fraud going on, and we'll be covering that. And a story here out of the Associated Press, biometric devices can verify age, and they want to pass a federal law where you have to biometrically scan every time you get on the Internet. This will keep the children safe and, of course, track everything you're doing. But don't feel bad. You say you just won't get on the computer? Well, you'll be doing this to buy and sell as well, part of your new national ID card. And they're going to have an anti-terror test to follow winds and determine airborne paths in New York City. Of course, the government has killed people before in New York City with different biological tests they've done, but they say this test is going to be entirely safe. You can trust them. The government loves you. And the test probably isn't going to be dangerous because they're telling you about it. The tests that are dangerous are the ones they tell you about 20 years after they do the little test. And you can read these articles and a lot more at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. But when we get back, House votes to make states verify license applicants, i.e. national ID card. Another one here, immigration bill sparks furor among some House Republicans, gun owners, and civil libertarians quietly breaking ranks. And this is a liberal publication. Immigration bill, it's not an immigration bill. It's a national ID card. And here's Gun Owners of America's comment. National ID cards coming up for a vote. Threats to gun owners' privacy are a huge concern. I want to talk about this scumbag that police are searching for. Police search for mother of newborn tossed out of car. And a lot more after this quick break. You don't want to miss this transmission. Stay with us.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Defending liberty, resisting tyranny, engaging in real talk radio, real issues of significance that actually affect you and your family. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We don't look at issues via their labels, Republican or Democrat. We look at it versus freedom or tyranny. Does it give us more freedom or less freedom? And once you get past the rhetoric of the Republican and Democratic parties in this country, you find out they're all vacationing together, voting together, playing golf together, and laughing at us, the American people. Looting the economy, looting our pension funds, looting the Social Security Fund, scamming us, dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But so many people are caught up in what I call the ball game or gladiatorial mindset of Ford versus Chevy, Coke versus Pepsi, Republican versus Democrat. When to use that analogy further, the same company, the same crime syndicate owns it all. It's a staged game, a staged boxing match with the winners predetermined, the losers predetermined. And once you realize that, I think you're going to get angry, folks. There's some confusion. You know, people are emailing me going, Alex, you said a national ID card passed in December of 04. And if you type in national ID card passed, you'll find the articles, AP, Reuters, Washington Post, USA Today, telling you that a national ID card did indeed pass the Senate on December 16th, the House on December 7th of the last month of 2004. So why then are we seeing fresh headlines of national ID card passes the House yesterday? Why are we seeing this? Well, because they're expanding it. You know, it's like we reported that Billy Bob built a house and finished it in December. And now he's added some more rooms onto it. That's basically what's happened. And then, so they've just expanded the national ID card for a Pan-American Union ID for DNA testing and databasing when you get a driver's license. Now, they're not going to implement this overnight. They're going to try to implement it. We've got to fight that. It's totally unconstitutional. It targets gun owners, abortion protesters, pro-lifers. It targets environmental activists. It targets everybody. And Ron Paul's spoken to this, analyzed the bill. Larry Pratt has analyzed it. We have both of these great men's analysis up on InfoWars.com right now. And it has stuff even worse in it, if that's possible, the new beefed-up expansion of the national ID card. It has stuff even worse in it. It has a provision in the bill that says that the president is above the law and can circumvent any federal laws. And it mentions a fence to be built along the border over a few miles. But then when the lawyers, at the even in Republican congressmen and women's offices, looked at it, it clearly says nationwide and sets the precedent. And they did this sneakiness when they passed the first national ID card, which you knew as is driver's license standardization, in December of last year. They said it's to stop illegal aliens because they know that's wildly popular and wildly constitutional. In major polls, 80-plus percent of Americans, including 60-plus percent of Hispanics, are against these wide-open borders. We know it's killing our economy, killing our sovereignty. And the Democrats trying to make it a racial issue, the Republicans trying to make it a racial issue, and say, oh, you're just against Hispanics. That's failed. Miserably, the facts have come home to roost, and Hispanics aren't buying it. And so they know that it's the key issue with most Americans. And so every type of nightmare legislation they bring forward and then try to pass and pass has platitudes and billboard type propagandistic statements tagged onto it. But in truth, it does nothing to stop illegal immigration. In fact, the national ID card legislation passed in December of last year actually gives a large portion of the amnesty legislation Bush has been trying to pass for 4 years. It actually puts a lot of that into law, telling the states and cities and banks and businesses, you will accept the consular matricula cards issued now by 40-plus countries. Again, I've been saying 30 countries for a long time. Now it's over 40. That you will accept these that basically are just a step up from stuff you get in a Cracker Jack box. Very easy to get. Very easy to falsify. But forget falsify. Anybody can wander in to the Polish or Mexican or Russian or Venezuelan or Nicaraguan or Chinese embassies and get one of these for a small fee. You can get multiple copies and any name you want, and then go give them to other people. And states and the feds and everybody are accepting these. Then you can get a driver's license, you can get bank accounts, you can get apartments and homes, you can get loans, you can get welfare, you can get it all. You can join the military. And so that's what's happening. Well, they did that again in this piece of legislation, and when the Republicans and the Democrats got caught passing the national ID card last September, they said, don't worry, once we found the subsections that actually made the borders wide open, don't worry, we're going to pick it up in the next session in 05, and we'll fix it then. You know, it's like they cut one of our legs off, and then we said, you cut our leg off. They said, don't worry, we'll fix it in the next session, and they just hacked another leg off. And said, see, we fixed it, as the country goes into shock. And most people don't read bills. They don't analyze legislation. They don't spend their lives doing this. So they just hear the neocons on talk radio and the CNNs and the Foxes of the world announcing, you know, the Democrats going, how dare you have this immigration bill? You know, they play the part of the good cop. How dare you do this? People think, oh my gosh, you know, you're trying to block the illegals, our precious illegals. And then the Republicans all run out and say, pass it, pass it, pass it. And it did indeed pass, and the only thing in there is that it mentions that there are illegal aliens in this country. It doesn't say anything about stopping them, no enforcement. The last bill said that they were going to hire 2,000 more Border Patrol in this Omnibus Intelligence Act, or known as the 9/11 bill, and then actually when it funded the 2,000 additional, the day after, Ridge said, we're not going to use that money for more Border Patrol. So this is what they've done. And then there's this mention in here about this fence and a small area to be built to stop illegals and allowing the presidency, the executive branch, to go above any laws that were in place. But then you read the bill, the subsection, and it clearly says in any case. So pretty serious business. And WorldNet Daily has written about this. Homeland Chief to waive all laws is the headline. And then they talk about a spokesman for Representative Duncan Hunter, Republican California, a supporter of the bill, whose district includes the border area, said he could not comment on the scope of the measure's language, but he emphasized the need to construct the barrier as soon as possible to shut down a potential entry point for terrorists. There is an urgent priority to finish the three-mile fence, said Joe Casper. For several years, we've been going back and forth from the California Coastal Commission to finish up this border fence with little success. But Jim Harper, a former Judiciary Committee staffer who now serves as Director of Information Policy Studies for the Libertarian Cato Institute in Washington, believes the way the bill is written does not limit the Secretary's powers to removing environmental impediments. Taking judicial review away is quite dramatic, he told WorldNet Daily. The secretary, under a strict reading, could waive any law and conceivably detain people, wiretap, the list would go on and on of the laws that could be waived. Harper said he objects to the bill being run through so quickly, which limits participation in the process to only the most aggressive players in Congress. It's really difficult to write legislation well, he said, which is the reason we have a slow, deliberative process. Here we are not having that process, and the result is shoddily written legislation. It's not shoddy. Very well written. Casper acknowledges the language is broad, very broad. But one thing we need to remember is we are looking within the limits of the Secretary of Homeland Security, what he deemed necessary to finish fences and roads and to, for the sake of national security, Casper said. And then we have the subsection posted. Then I have Ron Paul talking about it. I have Donors of America head Larry Pratt. I have liberal organizations talking about it. Here's the raw story. Immigration bill sparks furor among some House Republicans, gun owners, and civil libertarians. Controversial new legislation bill is immigration reform has put congressional Republicans into disarray over a variety of reasons ranging from Christian refugees to national ID cards, raw story has learned. According to senior House aides who spoke only on condition of anonymity, well, Ron Paul's office didn't speak on the condition of anonymity 2 days ago. Several factors of the Republican Party are set up in arms over Republican-authorized H.R. 418 or the Real ID Act scheduled to go to the floor, now past the floor. The key players, according to aides, are Chris Smith, Ron Paul, Lincoln Diaz, Bollert, Chairman Sensenbrenner, and a very conservative Republican congressman with strong ties to Falwell and Dobson. That'd be Kuhn. Congressman Chris Smith, according to sources, is opposed to the Asylum Provision Act of 418, which could affect Christians persecuted, and it goes on and on. Persecuting Christians? Man, that's what Bush is all about. All right, we'll come back and take a few calls. And we've got Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America coming on to analyze this with us and chronicle it. And we'll take more of your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Then we'll talk Christians facing jail time for preaching.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
All right, let's blitz through some of your calls, then we'll get to Larry Pratt. John in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Some encouraging news. One of the local talk stations here that does not screen their calls was discussing the 9/11 FAA stuff that recently came out. And
ancient news that they knew about plans of hijackers to get on board planes and fly them into buildings, and that Rice knew all about it.
Absolutely, but what's really encouraging is a lot of people started calling in, and I've been calling into that show every time I drive to work. I call in and constantly harp on the issue, and one of the talk show hosts on it is a total lib, and he's all of a sudden starting to get the idea. today, no less than 20 or 30 people were finally saying the things that I've been saying for a long time. And I got in, and I obviously mentioned 9/11 Road to Tyranny, the Masters of Terror, Operation Northwoods, 9/11 in plain sight. And so, you know, the frustration that I've been having is finally being lifted because people are waking up. They're waking up very quickly. And what we need to do is, when you present the information, cut their teeth with the easy stuff, cut their teeth with, you know, he was talking Michael Moore stuff. Well, that's not even baby food. But cut their teeth with something like 9/11 in plain sight, and then go on to the meat and potatoes like Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror, because sometimes that might be way too hardcore for those guys. But I'm telling you, the frustration is lifted, and I see a huge awakening with at least 20 people saying that. There's no doubt the word is getting out, and I just
want I got to tell you. I mean, I've done probably 2,000 interviews now in the last 3.5 years since 9/11, and maybe one caller out of 30 calls in and disagrees with me on shows where the host is attacking me. I mean, look, they're losing control, okay? The facts are coming out. They're panicking. I mean, this Popular Mechanics article that we now have posted at Infowars.com, they go, growing armies of them. They're taking over. Their lies are taking over. No, the truth is taking over, and you're going to lose.
Well, thank God that you're out there, Alex, because you woke me up to it. I knew about the New World Order, but I didn't know there was a Hegelian dialectic. I thought it was a left-wing thing, and I am totally awake to it, and I'm just glad that I finally got woken up to it and saw your stuff, and it awakened me very quickly.
Exciting testimony. Good to hear from you, John. Marty in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was listening to kind of odd Howard Stern this morning. He was mentioning the Michael Powell and those guys want to make it to where, you know, the public meetings that they hold for FCC for regulations and things, they want to now make them private.
Well, yeah, everything's private. We can't have the slaves seeing what we're doing. It has to be secret.
So do you think this is just another tactic for them to take over the airwaves and not let you know what is indecent, what is not? I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's just like another small step towards the control over mass media.
Yeah, all that indecency stuff's a red herring. You
right.
Notice they selectively enforce it. You'll have the most vile stuff you can imagine on Fox, but then somebody, you know, says something mild on radio and they put them in the clink.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is how it all works.
Right, and I know he's a big First Amendment supporter, Howard Stern, so it was just, I heard that this morning, and I was like, wow. So I just wanted to know if you...
I didn't hear it from him, but I already knew about it. Thank
right,
you.
Right, right.
I appreciate the call, Marty. Let me just add something about 9/11. For 6 months after 9/11, they said that all of the firefighter and police tapes had malfunctioned. There were no tapes. Well, firefighters and police got mad and leaked the tapes. Firefighters going, the fires are almost out, bombs are going off. And those tapes, a lot of them are public. We have them on the website. Well, now there's a New York Times article today and a few others about the lawsuits to release all those tapes. So here's the government first saying they didn't exist, and now here's the lawsuits where they admit they exist, but they don't want to release them. Well, already the firefighters had some of those tapes and did release them. They're very angry about this. But on top of it, then we have firefighters finding three of the black boxes, which are actually orange boxes with big black stripes on them, look like a bumblebee or a hornet. And the FBI grabbed them and said, shut your mouth about these boxes, and snuck off with them. Why is that? Why don't they want us to hear the boxes? Why did they order the FAA to shred the tapes, which is illegal? That's Associated Press. The FAA tapes themselves. Why? Because it was an inside job, boys and girls. Robert in Denver, you're on the air, sir.
Good morning, Alexander. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing? That.
Good, good. Great show yesterday. Really enjoyed Mr. Huffman the last hour. And you guys got into something that really piqued my interest, but you weren't able to talk about it much because of the lack of time. Speak to the strategic reasons, excuse me, about the World Trade Center as opposed to 30 Rock or Empire State Building. How did they decide on those, on that complex?
Because you didn't have a whole giant area owned by one person, and that's the main reason, and because the Rockefeller family, through the Port Authority, had owned it, and it just sold it to Silverstein. And so it was a huge area that they controlled, so they could really have a lot of damage and play it out kind of like a movie script throughout an eight-hour period.
I see. One other quick thing. As you know, I think it was October last year, the federal judge on the East Coast said that the military couldn't inoculate any more soldiers because...
But they're still doing it. Stay there. We'll get back to you later.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Folks, welcome back. It is Friday, 33 minutes and 50 seconds into this first hour. We're about to go to Larry Pratt, the executive director and the head honcho at a wonderful organization, one of the true only gun organizations out there that isn't a Trojan horse, Gun Owners of America. Check them out at gunowners.org. We'll be going to Larry here in just a few minutes to talk about the mass deception going on. We had Ron Paul's office on 2 days ago as the bill was being hotly debated, an expansion of the national ID card. They've passed both versions of this, the one they passed in December and the beefing up that just passed the House, now going to the Senate, by lying to the people, saying it has to do with illegal immigration. A total fraud. Actually makes it easier for the illegal aliens to operate. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes with Larry Pratt and how it affects gun owners. There's DNA databases in it. I mean, just one of these provisions would be a 10-alarm fire, you know, screaming on the air for 3 hours. But there's just so much evil hitting us, it's making my head spin. They're dismantling this country. So Larry Pratt's coming up here in about 100 seconds. First off, folks, I've made 11 films. They're all available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order them via the safe, secure online shopping carts. You can go to the website, read about the films, look at all the different specials, the books, the pro-gun T-shirts, the bumper stickers, and it also supports this broadcast. But number one, it's some of the best info and materials and best-produced information out there, bar none. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the safe, secure online shopping carts and look at the different specials and watch the clips and then order some of the videos. I mean, here's an example. We carry a great film, Innocence Betrayed, the most professional Second Amendment documentary I've ever seen about the mass murder of populations worldwide after they have their guns taken or after gun registration. And Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownerships made the film. And it comes with three color booklets when you order the video on VHS or DVD. We have that video available via Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Get my 9/11 films. Get any of the other great videos I carry. A bunch of other different researchers and authors' films. 1-888-253-3139. You can call and ask about the different titles and information and order via the phone there as well. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all the films I've made, dozens of other films, my weekly TV intelligence reports, all the best audio interviews I do. It's just a ridiculous deal. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now going to Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, I mean, we're more busy now than we were under Bill Clinton, my friend.
Well, I haven't noticed it getting any easier.
Yeah, and they're getting what they want under Lord Bush.
The measure that was passed for the so-called standardized driver's license is truly the platform for a national ID card, and I just don't know what it's going to take to try to get through to folks that if, you know, Ted Kennedy has trouble getting on an airplane two or three times before he finally is able to clear the matter up, something you or I would never be able to do.
It's now seven different members of Congress that can't fly.
Yeah, right. And at least Kennedy had the chutzpah to call the head of the Homeland Security and get it straightened out.
But most of us don't have that type of pull.
Ain't going to happen. And so every time normal people go to fly, same thing. Sorry you missed your flight. Maybe we can get you on the next one. Looks like you might be okay. Well, the same thing happens a lot to gun buyers, and there's no reason why that couldn't get a whole lot worse, either because the information gets worse or because whoever's in charge of the information decides to make it worse. You know, what happens if we get a President Hillary Clinton or somebody else that really has it in for gun owners? We can watch ourselves get put on all kinds of watch lists, and frankly, the time could come when you might have trouble getting your driver's license, your national ID card, because you've got some problem in there that some bureaucrat really doesn't like about you.
Now, they admit this national system to have jobs, to travel, to own a car, all of this is going to run according to the same system as the TSA under Infrastructure Protection Act and the new Maritime Administration. These hundreds of private databases full of errors being indexed and being checked, and we're talking about just a nightmare system. But look, Ron Paul's analysis of the bill that passed the House yesterday, now going to the Senate, he talks about DNA databases to get driver's license, a Pan-American Union ID card, it going after gun owners and pro-lifers. This is Ron Paul's analysis.
Well, the bill does provide clearly. We're not having to impute to someday when they might have a Pan-American card. But it talks right there in the bill about sharing the data with the Canadians and the Mexicans.
Standardizing it.
Yeah, the Canadians are not exactly our political allies, and the Mexicans operate somewhere between hostile and just downright corrupt.
And by the way, every time they accuse us of being racist, to want anybody in the United States that wants to effectively close our borders to illegal immigration.
Their southern borders like North Korean's border.
Thank you very much. You can get across that southern border, but you may die trying because they're serious about controlling.
Yeah, they
that
shoot
border.
People, they put them in these open air camps. I mean, it is serious business.
So those folks are not only hypocrites, but they are, of course, quite corrupt, and that it just boggles the mind that we would want to share sensitive data about Americans, let alone with American bureaucrats, but then to give it to Mexican bureaucrats.
Well, they're already merging our Social Security with 30-plus countries. In the last Homeland Security platform for the National ID card, now they're beefing it up. They passed it that we're going to accept their consular matricula cards and give them driver's license. I mean, it's the exact opposite. I had Jeff Dice from Ron Paul's office, his spokesman on, his media
right.
office head on, and he said it's the opposite. It's totally deceptive. It does nothing to control the borders, but they're selling it as that, and the lying neocons are on the radio, Larry, lying about it.
A bill to control the borders would put up a fence such as seems to have worked very well in Israel. You'd have a beefed-up border patrol. You wouldn't be telling the people that live there that they better not break the law if they try to stop somebody from violating their property and crossing the border across their property. I mean, just because people are getting mugged and raped as the illegal stream across, that's no reason to get all upset.
Yeah, trespassing's a big deal, and they come out and arrest families and threaten them and say, I don't care if they've robbed your garage 55 times.
No problem. So we're absolutely turning away from that. I'm not convinced that the FBI would be able to deal any more effectively with the information that it had about September 11 now than it would have then. Why don't we make sure that's been done? Why don't we get the Immigration Service to actually turn people away with bad visas?
Well, there you go again. 2 months ago when they passed this national ID card, not to be confused, they're now expanding it, folks. They said, oh, and it's got 2,000 more Border Patrol, but the day after, Ridge said, we're not going to let you fund that. We're taking that money.
So, well, Ridge is used to telling us what to do because twice legislation has been passed saying arm the pilots, and they are so hostile to armed pilots that I just saw this latest outrage. It just boggles the mind.
Even Barbara Boxer's for arming all the pilots, but not Bush.
Not Bush. It really boggles the mind. A pilot who was qualified to carry a gun, he was one of the few that had managed to crawl over the bureaucratic glass. He
14 flaming hoops, yeah.
Had everything in place. Well, he was pulled aside, and he's been put on a watch list because he was carrying, since he was off duty, they thought it was horrendous that he was carrying some ammo in his pocket that he would use were he on duty for the authorized firearm that he would be carrying were he on
yeah,
duty.
Yeah, he's going into the airport off duty, about to clock in and be on duty. He has to bring his bullets in with him. Oh, how dare you!
So, this is a guy that was given a letter of censure before being allowed to return to work. And the TSA
are you some kind of liberal, Larry, for being for arming the pilots? It's conservative to be against guns.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what these words mean anymore in our present context. I used to think it was a conservative position, conserving the freedom protected by the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment, but maybe you're right. I don't know. Our allies on this have ranged from the American Conservative Union to the American Civil Liberties Union, and I must admit that makes me a little bit nervous.
But what about when Boxer came out a year and a half ago when this arming the pilots thing really heated up? Bush said, we're not arming any of them. And she said, let's arm all of them. We trust them with the plane,
yeah.
With the hundreds of switches and all this. Why not trust them with a gun in a little armored safe they can get to inside the cockpit? And Bush said, okay, we'll arm 2% if they can jump through all these hoops. And the one guy that jumps through all the hoops tries to bring his bullets into the airport. I mean, it's insane.
That's how we're going to deal with the security problems from September 11. We're going to have the American people treated like a herd of cattle, given their ID number. There's a lot of talk now that this thing will end up including, thanks to the ability of the Homeland Security Administration to write the regs, well, it'll end up with one of these radio frequency ID chips, and the technology of those so far that they're talking about using for the State Department is so bad that probably my 13-year-old grandson could hack it and get all the information of everybody passing by within 30 feet.
Well, that's the point of all of this, is it's about a cashless grid. We have their own internal documents. Every product's going to have this. This will all be read by the garbage truck. This is mainstream, folks. When it comes to your house, it's about tracking our consumption and catching us if we don't pay the national sales tax once that all starts. It has nothing to do with terrorism, folks. It's about matching the chip in your driver's license or your ID card when you're at the cash register, and then matching that with the stuff that goes to the landfill to find out if you're cheating on the national sales tax. And again, that's their own internal documents, Larry.
You know, wouldn't it be neat if before they impose this on us, they set the same standard for themselves? For example, how about if we had the same level of transparency for Kofi Annan and company during the oil for food scandal?
Well, they get diplomatic immunity now. They're above the law just like the illegal aliens. The problem is we're not UN bureaucrats and we're not illegal aliens from Russia or Mexico.
Therefore, we're going to have it stuck to us, and that seems to be the way that these folks are operating.
Larry, this is an encyclopedic or voluminous piece of legislation. I mean, Ron Paul is talking about DNA sampling to get driver's license. I mean, where is this going to end? This passed the House. How do we defeat this in the Senate?
Well, we can hope that the Senate, which has always been a little bit more cranky and does have rules that make it easier to stop things, let's hope that we can find some members of the Senate who would like to take advantage of those rules and run some of this stuff to the ground. It flew through the House, as you know, 261 to 161. That's a pretty heavy majority, and it gives it some momentum going over to the Senate that hopefully we can dispel, make them slow it
down.
Why
are the big national talk show hosts being so deceptive? They're not stupid. They know that this actually makes it easier for illegals. They know that it sets up a nightmare system. Why are these big national talk show hosts being deceptive, in your opinion, Larry?
Well, they're either deceptive or they're awful lazy, because the information is certainly out there for anybody who wants to look into it. I just can't imagine that the bugaboo of the illegal alien has driven us to giving away our basic freedoms. But here we are, on the verge of this national ID card legislation becoming law, forgetting what the founders, I believe it was Ben Franklin who's probably most famous for having said it, that if we think we're going to increase the amount of security we have by trading off some of our freedom, we're going to end up with neither one. And that's exactly where we are right now.
So we contact the Senate. Can't one senator block this legislation if they want to?
They could for a while, and if they start putting pressure on them, we're going to need a few of them to be willing to mount a filibuster. That's certainly doable. The law, the rules over there do make it a lot easier, and if folks want to go to gunowners.org, we're going to, right now the only thing we have up deals with the House, but we're going to be updating it for the Senate and making it easy for people to contact the Senate as well from our website with an email that we'll have written.
Larry, I want to spend a few minutes with you on some other subjects. I mean, we can't, in 2 hours, we couldn't do justice to the bill that just passed the House for the expansion of the national ID card into the most draconian applications of a national ID card, folks. Out of the gates, they're doing this. I want to talk about the state of the Second Amendment right now. We got Arnold banning 50 cals, cities banning ammo. We've got New York's opening the door to sue gun manufacturers. I mean, we've got some serious problems, and the average gun owner I talk to is sucking their thumb thinking the Second Coming has happened and that Lord Bush is going to keep them safe.
That is a matter that concerns us a great deal, that people look at the situation. Well, the Republicans have the House, the Senate, the presidency. What could go wrong? Well, even if no other bad legislation were to pass, and we're talking about major bad legislation right now, which could turn into a national gun registry very, very easily, we're still talking about the very likely possibility. Politics don't stay the same, that there'll be a very aggressive anti-gunner in charge someday in the future here in Washington. And if we leave them the level of gun laws, gun control laws that are on the books right now, they're just going to start from there and move on.
But, I mean, already at the states, from a lot of so-called Republican quarters, Pataki, Swartzy, and others, I mean, they're having a heyday butchering it at the state level.
We've not had the best of times, for example, in Virginia. We had been pushing a bill to convert the concealed carry law in Virginia to that of almost identical to the state of Alaska, where essentially you're free to carry a firearm without any permit or license whatsoever. A Republican committee chose not to act on it.
We'll be back with Larry Pratt. I want to talk about Alberto Above the Law Gonzalez, who says he wants our guns. I mean, he says he doesn't just like gun control. It's in his heart. And he wants your guns, and we'll talk about him when we get back. Stay with us, folks.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
GunOwners.org, Larry Pratt, give them the phone number to give you guys a call.
That can be done by calling toll-free at 888-886-GUNS. It's 888-886-GUNS.
And the fight for the Second Amendment is raging right now. And again, folks, you need to wake up that war is happening. You know, the enemy told you, go to sleep, you won, go home, and it's actually worse than ever. Larry, Alberto, I love torture, I'm above the law, Bush is above the law, Gonzalez is our new Attorney General. as you know well. He put out alerts on this subject. He is an anti-gunner. He's a pro-abortion promoter. I mean, he's as liberal as Bill Clinton or worse. And at least Ashcroft said, oh, I believe in the Second Amendment is prescribed by law, which was lawyer talk of we can butcher it if we want to.
But right.
It put some people to sleep. Now Bush, with his political capital, has put an anti-gunner in, and now they've got their new BATF offices in D.C. they can move into, more BATF people. What do you see happening with Alberto, I Want Your Guns, Gonzalez?
Well, certainly any lawsuit that's going toward the Supreme Court is not going to have Second Amendment support from the Attorney General's office. Frankly, we didn't have it under Ashcroft. As you point out, he may have said he thought that the Second Amendment protected an individual right, but then he said, but, and after the but came the taking away of everything that he had conceded before the but.
And that's like a group of enemy soldiers coming to your gates and waving the white flag and saying, let us in. And
yeah,
then once they get in, boy, you're in trouble.
It used to be called the Trojan horse. And we've been dealing with that Trojan horse. And perhaps we've been done a favor by Gonzalez because he didn't mince any words. He didn't have any of this, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment but talk. He just said, I really believe in my heart, like you were saying, that gun control is needed. And he talks about his concern about protecting police. Well, we can see how well that's done for police and citizens.
Yeah, highest death rate for cops, New York, L.A., and Chicago.
Exactly. Hasn't done a bit of good for police or the average guy.
But they've done major polls, though, of the rank-and-file cops. What, 97% believe in the Second Amendment, want no gun control, but that 3% is the leadership. They all want gun control.
Apparently, Gonzalez's brother, who's a cop, is one of those tiny minority. But my goodness, we at a time when we have seen the repudiation by the voters of big government, of Big Brother sticking his nose into your affairs, and certainly in the area of the Second Amendment, having been a big reason why Republicans are now the majority party, then they end up doing something like this. It's not good politics.
The Republicans have no excuse. They've got the legislative, the executive, the judicial, most of the governors. I mean, we should see the repeal of all this garbage.
We should, and that's certainly our agenda, and that's the kind of thing that we're going to strive mightily to make them vote on, to find out who's really with us and who's not.
How do we force Congress to start repealing laws?
Well, you got to have a bill in, and happily folks like Ron Paul and some others are going to be putting in legislation to do just that. And then the next step is we have to move to force votes on those bills once those bills are there. And one of the problems we're going to have is getting through the Republican-controlled Rules Committee.
And one of the other problems is the national talk show hosts aren't going to tell conservatives.
Basically, that's not generally been an issue that most of those national talk shows are interested in.
Yeah, it's just the hottest thing next to immigration, but they don't want to touch it because they could actually get gun laws repealed.
Well,
because they're a bunch of closet socialist punks.
It just doesn't seem to have ever lit their candle, and it makes you wonder how much they really understand the political coalition as well as the freedom imperative of people owning guns.
Larry Pratt, God bless you for being on the front lines daily in the eternal fight for human liberty and the right to self-defense. Gunowners.org and that toll-free number.
It is 888-888-6-GUN.
All right, my friend. Talk to you soon. Keep up the great work, and vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios. Thanks.
We'll be right back. God bless, Larry.